Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Hey folks, we got a lot to talk about today, but I figured we'd take it a little lighter because it can't be all politics all the time, and it kind of is in some ways. I mean, because as you know, I like to talk about things in metaphor, but this particular subject I think is funny because it's embarrassing things that people do, that we all do, and you'll have your own thing that you'll relate to, which is what I love about topics like this. And I'll give you an example. When you forget somebody's name, you call them buddy. Now, guys do this. We're like, hey, you know, you're at a mixer or something like that, and somebody's like, hey, Kevin, and hey, what's up, bud? You know, things like that, because you've forgotten the name. And you're hoping that somebody with you will, and you know, will, hey, my name is so-and-so, and you are, so you can get like a little bit of a, oh, yeah, I remember his name was Ted. We've all done it, and these are funny things because we can all relate. And by the way, this is not something you've done once or twice. You've done it many times because most of us are so, we're not captured in the names. We don't remember the names. I don't know how often you meet people. I meet people all the time. They're very forgiving, too. They'll be like, hey, Kevin, and I go, hey. And they go, you're not going to remember me, but we met at, and I'm thinking, oh, goodness, thank you. And then others, I do remember their faces, but I don't remember names. For me to remember your name, you got to be, you know, I mean, we have to see each other quite a bit. You have to know, okay, this is what you've done. This is the situation we were in, blah, blah, blah. How about this one? I thought this one was funny because I've done it. This is one you do less because it's not a situation you find yourself in too often. Maybe as you age, you do. But when you stumble and then you make it into a dance, I've probably done that twice in my life, but I remember doing it. When I stumbled, I was like, hey, check it out. It's a new move. It's a new dance. I remember. And you do it only when people are around because if you stumble on your own, you tend to just go, well, oh, you look and go, oh, idiot. Oh, my goodness. Oh, how about this one? I've done this one, taking a book to the beach and not reading it. I do that less. I don't know that I've done that. I may have, but I know this. I've traveled with a book in my computer bag that I carry on a plane because I'll tell myself I'll read it on the plane or I'll read it when I get to the hotel. You know, if I'm somewhere 3 days, I figure I'm going to have a little downtime and I want to do something different than just, you know, watching TV. And I don't know, I can't remember the last time I cracked the book when I was at a hotel. You just figure something else out to do. Now, if you take a book to Vegas, cause now you're an idiot. But if you take it to Cleveland, you think you might read one chapter. Kevin Jackson, folks, this year you're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I got to ask you, have you seen our new merch? If you haven't, you should go take a look. shop.thekevinjacksonnetwork.com. Nothing like it. Cool stuff. We got a new MAGA fist that Chris put in the store. Just some of the most clever stuff. And it's all our style. We're not going to change the style because I think it's very cool stuff. And I think people are going to start getting collections of our stuff at some point. And we're going to get more sophisticated. We are just at the infancy of this, but it's starting to take. Starting to, little by little. And I appreciate it. And I hope each one of my listeners goes out and at least get one of our mugs. And all of them are not. We have one that's the finger mug. It's got DOJ and Biden and FJB and Let's Go Brandon and all that stuff. And I would get it if you're like, okay, that's offensive. Well, fine. You know, get over yourselves. But many of them are just things that showcase, you know, gladiator warrior spirit, which is what we're all about. It takes guts to get merch from the Kevin Jackson Network. But go do it. Get something. Let me know you care. I don't want to talk about that right now. We'll talk about it later. What else have you done? And then this one's less funny, but it's true. We hit the elevator button lots. Now, when I lived in China, let me tell you, the pace of China makes New York look like people walking molasses. You can't cross the street. Anything you do, you better be doing and looking, because boy, it is so super fast. The minute that people get on an elevator, the buttons are being pushed as if it's going to speed it up. And the minute the elevator stops, there are people pushing the open door. You know, you probably don't even realize many people. Have you pushed to close the elevator quick or to open the elevator? For the most part, you wait it out. Not in China. And if you're in a rush and you're in a big city here in America, same thing. Oh, what about this one? I've done this one. God, when you cook, reading the directions on the box of food or whatever, then you toss the box, and then you don't remember. Like, okay, wait a minute, what am I supposed to do? So you dig it out of the trash so you can read it again. Everybody's done that in a time or two. I know you've done this one. Even if you're young, and certainly if you're getting older, I guarantee you, you've done this. You walked into a room, and you forgot what you went in there for. You're like, what am I doing? Okay, and you're sitting there trying to figure it out. And here's what's funny about walking into a room, you can't figure it out. You can't figure it out in a room. You got to walk out. You got to leave and retrace your steps. Because if you stay in a room, it's like a vortex. It's just nothing can penetrate it. But if you walk, as soon as you walk out of the room, oh, yeah, my watch. Oh, goodness. Oh, man, these are the ones. This is one. You guys are going to love this one. Accidentally sending the text to the wrong person, and maybe it was something you were texting about that person. Now, we've accidentally sent texts to the wrong people, and that can even be embarrassing in and of itself, because if you're sending a text to your sweetheart, you're like, hey, Pookie Bookie Beckaboo, whatever, and then it's to your boy, right? And then, oh, okay, it's like that. But when you're sending something like particularly, yep, I knew I was going to get it out, regular, you know, you send something to somebody that is the information about them, like that Ted, I can't stand that guy. And then you find out you send it to Ted. Yikes! I've done that with email, where you send an email, you hit send, and you, oh, goodness, wasn't supposed to send that to that person. Yeah, especially if it's like salary related or something like that. Yikes. This is something I think older people do. I don't know, I'm not old, so y'all tell me. Lowering the music in your car so you can see better. Yeah, my grandfather used to say, turn the music down, I'm looking over here. Oh, man. We got quite a few of these. Maybe we'll do one more segment on this. What do you think? Anyway, hey, Kevin Jackson, to you listening to. Glad you're with me. Glad to be with you. We'll be back. Keep it in.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past. But God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
We are talking about things that people do, embarrassing things, silly things, that human nature. And I love these types of things because they make us see that we're no different. We're no different. I'll give you an example. The next one we're going to talk about is searching for your phone while you're holding it. Have you done that? I'll give you worse than that I've done. I've been looking for my phone while I'm actually talking on it. I'm like, yeah, let me get that for you, man. I just got to find my phone. Some of you may very well have been the person I was talking to. Kevin Jackson's who you're listening to, folks. The Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. Now, a lot of people give out their identification. I'm Kevin. This is how you contact me, blah, blah, blah. I'm Kevin Jackson. I gave you my website, because I want you to go check it out. I've given you the phone number because I want to hear from you. Many of you know I will call you back. The one thing I pride myself on in our team is we get back. We want to be hands-on. We want to let you know that you matter. And I tell you this all the time. I go, you're important. And there are many people in your life that want you to feel unimportant. The worst one is the one that you finance, you're the boss of, and it is the government. They don't think you're important. They don't. I promise you they don't. And the people that are pulling the strings, the levers of power that actually control the government, the unelected, non-bureaucrat, fat cat rich people, they, I promise you, they don't care about you at all. They think of you as a pawn in the wheel. You are expendable. A pawn in a wheel. A pawn on a board. A cog in the wheel. You're a cog on the chessboard. They don't care about you. But I do. And the people around you care. And the people that you're going to touch care. And the legacy that you leave, you won't even know. Most of us won't ever know what that legacy is, but you've touched many people. And what you hope is that you've touched them good. Sometimes your bad behaviors can make them remember and go, I never want to be that. But let's hope it's not that. Let's hope you touched somebody, something you said, some powerful thing that you show. You didn't even notice it because you weren't trying. That's what I love about conservatism. You're not out there looking for the ways to make people feel impressed by you. It just is. It is what it is. I'm going to be speaking at a church. This pastor, I told him, look, man, I'd love to come to the church and speak. But I'm coin operated. When I leave my office, it means I'm losing dollars and something. He's like, Kev, I'm going to try to get you here. So one of my donors called and said, hey, Kevin, I'm going to cover the flight and stuff like that. But here's my point. That guy, his name is Steve, Reverend Steve. He says, Kevin, you changed my life. I swear, true story. He called me up. He says, you changed my life. I go, how so? He goes, I heard you. I don't remember if it was TV, radio. And he goes, I was like, who is this guy? Because he was like, I disagree. Then he went and he did more. That's what I'm telling you. Go to the website. Find out what we do. Find out all the ways we help kids. What was it Melissa and I were talking about the other day when somebody goes, I can't believe you guys have gotten over 1,000 kids adopted. And we looked at each other like, yeah, how'd you know? And they researched it. We have. We've gotten over 1,000 kids adopted, Melissa and I, in a 10-year period when we were working with the Adoption Exchange. So, anyway, going back to this, Stevie said, he was like, ah, man, that guy's full of it. And then he went and he researched it, and then he started looking at my videos and all that. He was like, man, this dude has got it. And he tells people, I swear it's so funny, he'll say, man, this is the man here to stop me from being a Democrat. And so he wants me to go speak to his church. I think the congregation's like 300 to 500 people. And he's trying to get other people to come. He wants the inner city neighborhood to come hear me. And you know, and then he's like, will you do it? I'm like, yes, I'll do it. But I can't. I mean, I wish I had the budget where I was like, shoot, yeah, man, let's just go. You know, let's go speak at colleges and universities. Let's put together. In fact, you know what I'd like to do? I'd like to get a tour. Where we, I mean, I wish I had the dollars to do it, but I could just go places and say, we're going to talk about these issues. We're going to put these symposiums together and we're going to invite people to come and I'm going to talk. I'm going to do what I do. We're going to go topic by topic, issue by issue, and we're going to let the people have the conversation around it. I'd love to do that. I think, honestly, I see in my future that's in God's plan. I do. I just feel it. I feel, yeah, you feel something. You're like, this is going to happen. This is what I'm cut out to do. There's a video circulating of me, by me, me circulating. But I was speaking the Epic Times. I did an interview for the Epic Times. And it was, I'll tell you the quick story. Maybe I've already told it, but I'll tell it again. So I do that. I walk by their booth. I don't even know who these guys are at the time, and they didn't know me, and they were interviewing somebody of note, and so I stopped to listen to the interview, and I wasn't that impressed. Honestly, I don't know who it was, but I was like, eh, typical interview. You know, they don't say anything. They get caught up in the camera. People see a camera, and it changes the way they are. If you're just having a conversation, no big deal, but as soon as somebody takes out a camera, it changes the way you do the presentation. So long story short, somebody said to the guy that was the interviewer, when they finished, you need to interview this guy. They pointed to me. And I, unbeknownst to me, I was like, really? So I do the interview. They cut 3 videos, and then they labeled it thought leaders. In a 5-minute interview, they cut 3 th- thought leadership videos. And I'm trying to tell you, that's how profound it was. Now, I'll tell you this. While I was doing the interview, I'm talking to this guy, and he's a senior editor at Epoch Times. And I'm telling you, he was blown away. He was like, yeah, I could see it. You know, I could tell when an interviewer is like, wow, let's explore this area of the topic. Let's explore this. They cut three of their promotable videos, and I'm in their thought leadership section. So we got them, and I've been texting them out to my Backstage Club folks. So some of you've gotten them, some of you will get them. But I'm just telling you, that's the type of thing we've got to get out. And when people see that, the first one that we sent out, they're like, Kevin, speak in truth and so eloquently. Well, that's what I do. Anyway, I want to go back to this, this crazy stuff that we do that makes us all human, that makes us all understand that we're the same people. Look, there are people all over the world. I don't care whether you're Chinese, you're African, you're Indian or whatever. We've all done this. It's everybody, well, maybe not in the deep, dark resources of the Amazon rainforest. They're not searching for a cell phone while they're on it, but I think you get my point. How about this? I've done this. This is embarrassing. Seeing an outrageous price on something at a retail store, but pretending you're still interested to the salesperson. One time, Melissa and I were in New York, and we went to like Bergdorf's. I don't remember the store. And we walk in there. Every suit is $5,000. Shoes were $2,000. We fronted like big dogs. Well, I don't know, hun.
It's Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. According to Treasury Secretary Janet Yellen, the economy is strong and should continue to grow in a positive direction. Yellen sat down with ABC News and told Elizabeth Schultz that's how she sees things. She went on to say there's no obvious reason why the country would enter into a recession. While President Joe Biden was busy talking about Bidenomics and his successes, social media was busy having him for lunch over his extended at DAF yesterday at the Earth Rider Brewery in Superior, Wisconsin. That's where he gave a speech on the economy and seemed to lose track of what he was saying a few times. Donald Trump took the stand in his own defense yesterday in Manhattan in the civil defamation trial against him. Closing arguments were expected this morning. Corey Myers, USA News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. You, the maraschino cherry. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Has to end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
We're called conservatives because we reflect back, we remember things. Memorial Day, Veterans Day, we honor things that got us to where we are. And they're not always good necessarily, but there are things that you have to pay homage to because it's gotten you to where you are. It's like somebody saying to you, well, this bad thing happened, I wish that never happened. No, if it didn't happen, you wouldn't be who you are. It framed you, it made you into what you were. In many cases, and I've said this all my life, I rarely got made into something because of it was easy. It was generally born of strife. For something to bake itself into my DNA, I had to fight for it. And I think most people feel the same way. Welcome, everybody. Kevin Jackson to you, listening to the Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. So when we talk about things like marriage is between a man and a woman, it's not a slam on anybody or anything else. It's just saying we honor the culture of what nature gives you, which is a man and a woman, a boy and a girl. But guess what? You get academics that come around and they got to ruin everything.
What do you mean? There's different iterations and blah, blah, blah.
We understand a lot of stuff. It's a biblical agreement, not an agreement for government. If government wants to give you another way to unionize, union. Go get your union. But marriage, biblical principle, is between a man and a woman. So if you're on that, you're a conservative, and therefore you are a bigot. No, you're not. You're somebody who says, I'm going to take a definition of something, stick with it, and I'm going to keep that as the thing that I remember as a bedrock of the way of my understanding. I'm not going to let somebody change me on it. And I often use the idea that why not make a rose a chrysanthemum? Because you want to know what a rose is. You can't just arbitrarily change it. So that's where I get into these philosophical arguments with leftists. We want convention. We know that a man cannot change into a woman. A man can look like a woman. He can be prettier than 99% of the women, which some of these transsexuals are. But he can't be a woman. He's just a beautiful man who has made women go, y'all better step up y'all's game. I remember I dated a hairdresser, and occupation fraught with gay guys. So these two gay guys, both of them were Hispanic, and they were good-looking guys. So you can imagine what they look like when they made themselves into women. So they bring a picture. I was at her hair salon. They bring a picture, and I'm looking at the picture, and they go, Kevin, who do you think this is? And I was like, wow. I said, these might be y'all's sisters. I go, they're gorgeous. And they were just all smiles, and they go, that's us. I was like, wow. And you could tell they favored. Let me just say this. They dressed themselves up to where you didn't know it was them, and they fooled me. They pulled a Maury on me right there, a real-life Maury. You, she's a man, baby. And I was like, okay, great. So you look great as women. But here's the thing. You're men. No matter what, you're just effeminate men. And I know you feel bad in your body and you don't like who you are, etc. But that's what you are. You're a man that dresses himself up to look really pretty. You're playing doll. Anyway, going back to these ideas of what, you know, what we live on as conservatives, these conservative principles and ideals that make us who we are, that Democrats like to ridicule us for. They're oh, look at these bunch of conservatives, all sanctimonious just with their Bibles and all this other stuff. And they always use Bibles and guns. Bibles and guns. As if those are horrible things. How dare they bring their Bibles and guns? And we buy it. We buy into it. Drives me crazy. They need us. We are the bedrock that keeps this thing together. Without us, there is no America. Without us, there is no world. We're the ones willing to step up on principle. We're the ones willing to give up fortune, fame. Because we say, I stand on conviction. And they, what do they bring? Insanity to the world. We're LGBT. Call me by my pronouns. Don't you misgender me. And there's a bunch of genders. I can be whatever I want. And then they give you a bunch of new terms, right? Cisgender. That's your birth gender. Oh, you mean my birth gender. I don't need a new term. They want you to learn their terms and use them. Elon Musk says, don't use cisgender. I use it to make a point. But whatever. Look, cisgender. Intersectionality. Oh, well, if you're a gay black woman, whatever, then you're better than just a gay woman, etc. The more intersectionality you have, the better. No, I don't need to be gay or bi or whatever to understand it. Because when I live in the sphere, which is my brand, the Black Sphere, now it's the Kevin Jackson Network, I looked at things from the standpoint of a guy who had to tell his parents he was gay, had whatever feelings they had. I essentially became an empath. I want to know what it is. Look at things from your perspective. But it doesn't make me want to be gay. When I was asked by gays on a radio show, would you want your son to be gay? And I go, no. Well, see, there you go. I go, there you go what? It would be like saying, would I want my son to have six toes? It's not normal. No, I don't want him to have six toes. If he has six toes, I'll deal with it, but I don't want it. This is stupid. But we got to deal with this stuff with these knucklehead gays in LGBT. And I'm just using them as an example because I want to get to this story about Sports Illustrated. But whether it's Sports Illustrated or Victoria's Secret and Sports Illustrated are two iconic brands that figured out how to ruin themselves. Victoria's Secret goes, instead of giving people this idea of the ideal woman, however you define it, and let's face it, fellas, we've defined it, I think, pretty well. Doesn't mean you don't have preferences. You can show me a runway model who's a size 2, stunning hazel eyes, you know, kind of has a Greekish, maybe a Latin look, and she's just hot. And that doesn't mean that's my preference. It just means I recognize that is beautiful. Let me put it a different way. I can recognize that is a beautiful rose, but it's not my favorite flower. But when you do that, oh, you just want, we're objectifying women, and certainly we're objectifying fat women. So Victoria's Secret says, let's let the fatties get up here and become the iconic people. Because yeah, every guy is sitting around dreaming going, boy, I can't wait to see some girl that's 40 pounds overweight go down the runway. I'm not criticizing women that are 40 pounds overweight. Hell, I'm probably 40 pounds overweight now. I'm not. It's not that. It's just, it's okay for you to have some idea of an ideal. But you can't do it. Because the left gets mad at you. No, you're going to make fat women preferred. We're going to do it. We're going to change the culture. We're going to change the way you think. You're going to think of it this way. And if you don't, then I'm going to ostracize you. I'm going to cancel culture you. So Victoria's Secret capitulated, and what'd they do? I don't know if they filed bankruptcy, but I know they weren't doing that well. Now we got Sports Illustrated. reportedly laid off most, if not all, of its staff. This is what a guy tweeted, and I was like, what? The Arena Group reportedly made the announcement in an email to the Sports Illustrated staff. We were notified by ABG, Authentic Brands Group, that the license under which the Arena Group operates the Sports Illustrated brand and SI-related properties has been officially revoked by ABG. This came from AJ Perez with Front Office Sports. As a result of this license revocation, we will be laying off staff that work on the SI brand. Whoever was doing the SI brand, this woke group, you know, the same people that did Anheuser-Busch and decided to put whatever that was, a Dylan Mulvaney on it. Because you got to be woke these days, right? Sports Illustrated put transgender pop singer Kim Petras on the cover. What they wanted to do was make men go, ooh, look at Kim Petras. She's hot. And essentially force you to change the way you think about transsexuals. Look, here's what I would say. Boy, that dude has made himself look really hot. But when it comes down to we're dating, I don't want to see a little dangler. I don't want to see his naughty bits on the outside. And quite frankly, even if they've been modified, I don't want anything to do with that modification. I don't want genetically modified wheat. I want the regular wheat or whatever crop I'm going to get. This is the type of thing that shows you how far, when the left has gone too far. Iconic brands, things that guys grew up with for years. The same with Playboy. Playboy puts a transsexual on there and think that they're going to survive. I don't look at Playboy. I don't even get Sports Illustrated. I don't care about any of it. But for the people that want to have something to reflect back on, the left wants to kill our ability to reflect back, to be conservatives and think about things from when you were a child.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here, folks, and I'm excited to tell you about the card that will change the way you shop and travel. The Transact card can get you automatic discounts on almost everything you buy. So whether that discount is 1% or 10%, use the Transact card and you automatically get that discount. Why leave that free money at the store? My family uses the Transact card and we save an average of $50 a month in rebates that would otherwise go unused. But there's more. The Transact card will match you dollar for dollar on what you spend and give you Z-Bucks. Use your Z-Bucks to purchase products in the store and for serious travel discounts. Your routine shopping could pay for your next flight, hotel, or even family vacation, or maybe just a gift for a loved one. Visit the Kevin Jackson Network for more details. And know this, I use this card for almost all my shopping, and I promise you, it works. So get the card that truly pays you back better than any other card in your wallet or purse.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Let me tell you a story about Bill. Bill was a normal guy in his 50s. He had back surgery about 2 years ago. Bill was in a lot of pain. He dealt with his pain by taking the Percocets his doctor prescribed for him. Bill took more and more and more of them to help with the pain, until one day the prescriptions weren't enough to get rid of Bill's pain. Then one day Bill found someone to help him get rid of the pain with illegal drugs he didn't need a prescription for. Fast forward to today. Bill lost his job and his family. The only thing he does have is his drug dealer. If you know Bill's story and you don't want to end up like Bill, call the Detox and Treatment Helpline right now to get away and get treatment.
800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. 800-296-1327. Call right now. Help is standing by. 800-296-1327.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is a Kevin Jackson radio show
on Kevino Jacksones.
All right, let's talk a little politics here. Let's talk a little politics. We can't keep it all light. So people are asking, Kevin, what's with Nikki Haley? Is she going to continue? What's the deal? She's over. Figment of her own imagination, if she wants to believe it. If there's anything more, but she's done. Kevin Jackson is who you're listening to. I'm not done. I'm just getting started. Fresh as a daisy. But no, Nikki's gone. We're not. Kevin Jackson. Kevin Jackson Network, 844-551-8255. I want to play some clips. I want to talk a little bit about where things are going, because I want to come back in the next hour, and we're going to talk a little bit about where I think the future is going to go in all of this. So I want to play a clip. A very wealthy guy is a donor to the Republican Party, and he explains what I believe for Nikki. I don't take everything that he says the way that he does. But on Nikki Haley, he's 100% right. And here it is.
Do you know who Kenny Rogers is?
Yes.
You have to know when to hold them. You got to know when to fold them. You got to know when to walk away. It's time for Nikki Haley to walk away. I will be the first person to write her a check for president in 2028. There's absolutely no upside to her going to South Carolina. And there's a tremendous downside. She's down by 31 points now, and that's the last I heard, in South Carolina. She's got two senators and a governor supporting Trump.
So what, Andy? I mean, you're very good with numbers. Donald Trump has 32 delegates, and Nikki Haley has 17. Last time I checked, you need 1,215 to get the nomination. You're quite right. It would look prohibitive for her in South Carolina, where she does trail in these polls. But if we're to knock someone out this early in the game because it doesn't look good, Bill Clinton would have never had a shot. Ronald Reagan would have never had a shot.
Look, if you can't win your own state, there's no reason to go on.
Well, she hasn't lost it yet. She hasn't lost it yet. You had faith in her going into New Hampshire, and you're quite right, and you're within your right to say now that she's lost it, you think her odds of winning are next to nil. I get that. But do you think that you know, there's any value at all to staying in a race? It might be Donald Trump's to lose, but she could give him the run for his money, and she could test his mettle and all benefit.
Look, Neil, there's no upside. She's surrounded by consultants and staff. They don't want to lose their paychecks. So they tell Nikki Haley what she wants to hear, not what she should hear. And what she should hear, there's no viable path to continue. You can only harm yourself by going to South Carolina and losing by 30-plus points in your home state. It's political suicide.
That guy's name is Andy Sabin, and he's right on it. Got to know when to walk away. Now, what I don't like is he says, I'd be the first one to write her a check in 2028. No, the Republican Party does not need Nikki Haley. We need, and I hate that I don't always finish the sentences. It's one of the pet peeves of Melissa, but we need somebody that is going to continue the Trump methodology. We got 4 years of Trump, and then we got rhinos that got rid of him, and they want to reinstall rhinoism into the Republican Party, and we are now Trumplicans. We need somebody that's going to do it. And I told you before, my biggest issue, I don't want to call it a fear, because it's not that. My biggest issue is somebody going to adopt Trump's methodology and push that forward? Because what the people are saying is that's what we want. And the reason why Nikki Haley has been resoundingly rejected by the conservative movement and the Republican Party is she is not Republican, nor is she a Trumplican. She's rhino establishment politics. And all you got to do is remember that Joe Biden is not only a pathological liar, he's a brain-dead moron who was shoehorned into office on a cheat. And that's why I can't stand almost anybody that ran against him. The only one who gets a pass from me, because I don't believe he was backed by big money rhino types or Democrats, is Vivek Ramaswamy. That's it. Everybody else knew the game, and they played along with it. And that's why I'm telling you, I'm skeptical of DeSantis. I'm skeptical of all of, I mean, there's nobody else really that's in competition. The two people that could theoretically have a future are DeSantis and Nikki Haley. And Nikki Haley, in my opinion, never should have run. Now, you would say, well, Kevin, she was a governor. She was, but she had her chance to prove that. But once you're disloyal to that, and she wasn't just disloyal to Donald Trump, she was disloyal to the MAGA movement. You need people with mettle. Here's Josh Hawley. He was called a racist by somebody. And here he is defending himself. He says, I'm not taking that. And this is what I want to see. And I'm not telling you he's pure, you know, unadulterated conservative, but we're finally getting people that are closer to it. Here's Hawley.
Mr. Chairman, I was not going to say anything because I asked quite a few questions of Mr. Monge, and so I thought I had made my views clear. But I have to say, after you, a moment ago, not only read that letter to the record, which you're perfectly entitled to do, but before you did that, you said that those of us who had questioned Mr. Monge on that day took this committee to a new low. Oh, yes, you did.
I didn't name names.
You didn't name names. You said those of us who questioned him took it to a new low.
Some did.
And that would be those of us on this side. And I did question him on that day. And frankly, I resent the insinuation that those of us who asked him questions are somehow anti-Muslim or prejudiced in some way. I think it's outrageous. I think it's absolutely outrageous. And frankly, as someone who has worked across the aisle on any number of pieces of legislation, you know, Mr. Monge, supported by my friend Senator Booker, that is certainly a major point in his favor. And it's been a delight to work with Senator Booker on pieces of legislation in this committee and with you, Mr. Chairman. But I have to say, it's hard to do when you call us anti-Muslim racists, which is basically what you just did a moment ago. It's on video. Everybody can see it. I mean, truly, that is absolutely outrageous. And so I'll just reiterate again, my issue with Mr. Monge is I don't care what his religion is or if he has a religion. I don't care. But I do care that he was the director of a center that was basically a mouthpiece for Hamas. And he said over and over all his concerns were academic. My question is, did he not have concern about Jewish students? We've seen Jewish students barricaded in libraries after October 7th, barricaded in libraries, fearing for their lives. Did he not think that a center which actively promotes genocidal rhetoric might have some effect on the students he was supposed to be helping?
See, that's the kind of passion you need to start seeing in politics. Welcome back, everybody. I want to play a clip now of Charles Payne finally going off on Joe Biden. Why? Because Joe Biden easily talks about how much disdain he has for the people that are 74, I mean, well over half the country. Here's Charles Payne.
You know, Charles, you talked about the issues here and how immigration here is at the top, but it also is an economic issue, and right. It crosses all boundaries. And it is a weakness for President Biden and the Democrats. Dean Phillips talks about this on the trail, and he talks about how Democrats demean MAGA voters. He talked about it with me today, saying that, you know, it's just strange that they're talking about a group of voters like that.
And I don't think it's narcissism. I think it's you've lived in New York long enough. You know it's maybe a New York thing. Someone punches you, you punch it back harder. That's why I grew up in Harlem.
Not if the country's at stake, right?
He became president of the United States. With that same personality, I don't think that, you know, I think it's worse with Biden calling MAGA. Biden's anger and vitriol and hatred for MAGA is far more worse than President Trump's individual battles with someone who crosses him. That is something that is really detrimental to this country, that the president of the United States despises half of the United States. President Biden, I said earlier today, about a week ago, I had a segment coming up, so I Googled Biden hates MAGA. Nothing but articles after articles after articles. He has expressed hatred for
half of the country. Who's writing those articles?
It doesn't matter.
It's not.
Because the bottom line is he says it. He has vitriol for them. And so does MSNBC, and so does CNN, and so does the New York Times. They have vitriol for half of the nation. They don't look at them like fellow Americans, and it's unfortunate. They try to paint them as racist. That all the things that they do to their fellow Americans who simply want a safe home, a safe community, for the children to have prosperity, they want the same thing, but they demean them all the time. That's why I think Phillips was so intriguing, because he went to a rally to find out for himself. And guess what? Golly, these are some pretty cool people.
Oh, man. Welcome back. See, that's passion. That's when somebody says, I've had enough. I'm tired of you telling me I'm evil, when in fact you're evil. You haven't done anything. You painted me this way. You've never spent 2 seconds of time getting to know me, and I'm the evil one?
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.